where did you get the things that you would use, the knives and things at the table?
Where would we get them?
Yes.
At store, yes, somewhere. Sometimes they'd bring them on. Then they used to use for teaspoons. Everybody had a spoon holder, and now I don't ever see them. If I could find one, I might want to buy it.
I've heard of that.
They were about a little fashion, you know, about that high. They had a little kind of a foot, I guess, in your leg, and you put your teaspoons in there, you know, the bowl of the spoon up, you know, and the tip of the spoon down in the holder. But I don't see any of them now.
They just kept the spoons there, not the... they just kept the spoons in one of those things.
And the knives and forks, well, put them in a dish or something. We have trays now to put them in. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any then. A plastic tray, and it has some partitions in it, you know, and I keep my forks in a certain place, right here. And then the next partition, I keep my knives, and the next one, my tablespoons. Then there's another partition, long partition, of the same length, and I have a wooden spoon, a wooden fork, I keep that. And then they have, on the end of it, there's a short partition, that's where I keep my teaspoon. The first one I got, I was so proud of it, and I thought it to me for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And so I kept it a bit wore out, my book, myself then.
And you said that you, as a little girl, had to do the dishes. Would you tell me how you did that without running water?
Yes. Put your water in the dish pan. No, mother, he had a tea kettle. We had iron tea, cast iron tea kettles she used. And I used them too until just, well, till they got rusted, you know. And then I had an aluminum tea kettle. It burned out. And my daughter gave me an enamel tea kettle. Heat water in that and pour it in your dish pan. And wash the rag. Have a rag to wash the dishes and one to dry them. Well, I still have to heat my water. I don't have water in the house. I just have a hydrant, so that's the way I still.
I see.
I just heat mine in the dish pan on the electric stove.
Mm-hmm. And what did you use to wash them with and dry them with?
Clean rags. Sometimes, you know, you could have a nice hem dish towel. I have a few of them. And some of them just clean rags, you know, just clean cloth, just sort of clean. Then we made pot holders. I used to make them out of the best parts of old flannel shirts, my husband and son's flannel shirts when they get past wearing, you know. They'd be plaid and I'd make a fill in, you know, just this cloth in between them. I just put the edges together and put a loop on them to hang them up.
I see. Now that's the sort of thing I'm interested in. You didn't let anything go to waste, did you?
Tried not to. I do now because, I have lots of rags and like, but people used to piece up quilts, you know. They don't do too much of that now.
When you, if you had a hydrant in the yard, what is the thing? How do you refer to the thing that turns
on? I have one out there now.
Yes.
Well, you just turn the top up, you know, to turn the water, and then it has a lever. When it begins to get cold, now, then my daughter came out and helped me last week, and we got the lever to turn the water off, you know, and leave the spout on, you know, the spigot, I guess is what you call it. And see, that way the water won't freeze. Well, it has. Just a little bit, but not enough to burst the pipes or anything.
Mm-hmm. And when you have something on a sink to turn, you call that a spigot too? Or is it just outside?
It has a... Let me just turn it on.
Mm-hmm. And...